Good afternoon. Welcome to the Redondo Union High School Band and Orchestra Festival on April 4th, 2017. Good afternoon, Newbury Park Concert Band and Mr. Crystal. My name is Robert Pressler, and I'm the band director at Yucaipa High School in Yucaipa, California. And I'm looking forward to hearing you perform this afternoon and being one of your adjudicators. Looking forward to hearing Quattro Fantasy, Shenandoah, and Atlas. You'll be loading the stage shortly, and I'll be back with you in just a moment. All right, welcome to the stage. All right, so energetic opening, and not quite unison, an octave. So now some missed partials. Snare drum is a bit loud. Be careful that since you have mezzo forte and other people have mezzo forte, make sure you're matching their volume. Piano, please. Overall style, the articulation pattern, woodwinds, and everyone in general. Yeah, it's quite heavy here. Light. Be careful that we are not covering up the upper woodwinds. Quite a nice group sound here. Oh, careful. Yeah, faster air horns. Some lack of clarity trumpets on 61. There you go. Nice job overall, though. Let's have some more attention to the dynamics, like the mezzo forte at 64 and stuff. Thank you. pairs lost those during 131. Having some tempo issues here, vertical alignment issues. So some missed partials at the end as well. There's some great energy and some really good things happening. What I'd like you to focus on as we continue your preparation is clarity, details. Overall, the articulation style really is quite good, but sometimes some of the moving lines gets a little bit covered up. And whenever there are multiple things happening, for example, the ending, there's a number of different layers all happening at the same time. We have a pretty substantial lack of clarity there, where the parts are just kind of getting muddy. We also had some missed percussion moment at 149, so make sure we have that filled in. There's some good things going on. Just focus the details, the devil's in the details. So continue working there, and I'll write a few things down, and I'll be back with you. All right, here we are with Shenandoah, depending on who you are. Tough start to a piece. Notoriously tough between the horn and the baritone, so we got to work to be extremely delicate. We're not quite agreeing on the intonation. I appreciate hearing all three parts clearly. but we're not quite in tune as a section or with the clarinets. We're a little bit out of phase here. Nice build here. Flutes, the binding is a little bit better here as well. Careful, upper clarinets, that we are still blending. At the end. Again, some really nice things going on in the last section. I just wanted to take a listen and kind of get up my hear the entire ensemble for a little bit without me talking over the entire time. My biggest suggestion is to continue working on the blending of intonation and tone. There's a lot of really nice things going on in interpretation and in preparation. But what I would like is to have a more unified approach to the ensemble sound. So that's within the sections. Sometimes we have, like, for example, flutes in the trio, although it was overall really nicely performed. Even within the section, it was not unified. The trumpets were not quite unified within the trumpet section. The clarinets are not quite unified within the clarinet section. But we're also not really unified as a band. And so that's the biggest drawback that I'd like you to keep working on. Is really lesson in how do you fit in your section and in the band itself. Now, add that to the nice phrasing and attention to detail that you're doing, and this piece will really come into focus and sparkle even more. Okay, and now our final selection, Atlas. Contrasting phrasing, where some of you are doing decrescendo while trumpets are crescendo. Percussion, we could, yes, there you go. We could get even a little bit softer at 16 to make sure that we're going from feature to background. Oh, this is just mezzo piano. This should be a lot more mysterious. Right now it's quite forte. yeah, there was a little bit of a build, but we're missing some opportunities here. Where 21 should have been mezzo piano, then a forte climax, then a little louder than before at 29. In the sections like 45 that have much of the band playing a whole note, got to make sure that we are not covering up the woodwind parts, the moving parts. Clarinet's nice job down here in the shallow bow. Oh, careful on the throat tone. Again, the clarinet's in the throat tone, second clarinet. Be careful that we're still getting a nice rich tone. Missing. There we go. Again, although it's very exciting and it's being played well, this is very loud for mezzo forte. Naturally, your instruments are louder, but so we have to be extremely careful. Even if your part says fortissimo, if the entire band has fortissimo, you have to be the same volume as the winds. You can't be louder than them. Okay, a lot of great energy on that one. But there's some attention to detail that I'd like you to keep working on, especially mainly on dynamics. Sometimes the moving parts are getting covered up a little bit, but the main thing that if you spend some time really looking at the mezzo forte and softer parts of this piece, you'll find that the whole thing opens up more as a storyline, and it really gives you an opportunity to pace yourself. And because when you're playing full, you do have a nice group sound, and so if you pace yourself and purposely don't give them too much too soon, then when you get to that nice big moment, boy, it's a really nice impact. Thank you for playing today. I hope my comments are helpful, and I wish you the best of luck in the future. I hope I get to hear you again sometime.